Hello everybody, Brian here from quantlabs.net. Today in this video I want to go over one of the courses that's part of my Quant Leap. This is a critical course for those wanting to trade and automate their trading by obviously programming. There's different techniques to do trading when it comes to automation. Many will do their back testing. Unfortunately, it's not, from my experience, a rock solid approach. From my experience, I've been programming for well over, let's just say, 30 plus years. So I have a different style. My first programming language was C, because back then there wasn't IDEs, there weren't any of those fun things. So I'm very used to programming and debugging specifically C with C and C-like style, meaning you just print out statements and data. That's all you had. No IDEs, integrated development environments like Visual Studio. So because of that, I've become more of a hardcore debugger when it comes to trading ideas, trading implementation. So I'm going to walk you through some of the tips and techniques that I've used through here. I'm going to go through each of these modules and then the units. There's videos and some source code examples here. But generally, you will have some kind of decent knowledge in programming. On top of that, one of the things is this is much simpler. There's no machine learning, which can lead you down many different rabbit holes. I can say the same thing about backtesting as well. This one's a little more sensible, I would think. So let's get to it. First thing in trading is to always not lose. Maintain your profit, maintain your overall net worth. And one way to do that, there's many ways to do it, but we gotta learn how to obviously protect our downside. One of the key things here is when you're putting out a trading idea, if you follow my Python trading course for infrastructure on trading bots, you could probably say the same thing about interactive brokers or whatever broker you're using, whatever asset class. But you can't do this within a trading platform. So one thing is I like logging. You can learn a lot from logging. I show you different debugging techniques. One thing I want people to learn is just to understand the brutal downward experience that you can get from bad trading days. Obviously, you use that as a learning lesson. But more importantly, This course is really to show you just many different experiences and different hacks that you can go through. And these are just part of it. Another brutal day. So part of the problem for a lot of people is when they have brutal days, they may get discouraged. Part of the way to thicken your skin, I guess, to say is just allowing these losses to take place, but you gotta quickly learn to how to minimize them. So there's many different techniques that show them in these videos. Winning with few, losing positions, cryptocurrency, trading world, you quickly learn about how fast cryptocurrency can move. One of the things that I learned about when it came to cryptocurrency is probably the only asset class of its kind that enables you to learn this is when you classically hear on something like CNBC and Bloomberg, when you have risk on, risk off days. There's different ways to measure the overall risk in the market, so I show you that here. One of the things I show insider pro lessons learned from multi-million dollar, very successful nine-digit traders. You probably won't learn it elsewhere. So the techniques that they use to set targets, and to also set targets so they can minimize their losses on the downside. Also, here you will get obviously really good days, 6% in one day. That's pretty good. Usually 1% is good enough. A lot of people work with that, and you will learn all about that. So again, you learn in these kind of videos here, setting your daily targets, as I've said. You set targets on your win and losing days. Obviously, you want the wins to run and minimize those losses. And basically, if you have to shut down your trading if you're taking on too many losses. So one of the keys is learning how to quantify your risk overall when trading. And this could be said really among any asset class, but namely with crypto, it's a lot easier because there's a lot more co-integration with obviously the bigger coins like Ethereum and Bitcoin. Sometimes they do diverge, they do move fast, and those relationships can break down. And on the other hand, new relationships can form. So you got to know when to look for those patterns. So one way a lot of people will tell you is if you watch, let's say on CoinMarketCap, the top 30, you'll see them, top 30 coins, I should say. You'll notice that a lot of these coins come and go. It's typical. So what I show you is how to measure potential movers. I show two examples here, different ways to find out what are the top movers. If you get certain movers of over an hour, a couple hours, that can move, in this case, 14% with Bitcoin Gold. And sometimes as you get more effective with it, you could start to learn that you can get huge returns by allowing those coins to trade in unlimited ways. Also to save the processing time so you're not wasting computer utilization on other coins that are not performing. I also did in the past year ask me anything about these topics. A few other things to strengthen your downside. You want to track and show you how to track those negative cryptocurrency pairs. And, just generally, how do you find your edge as a trader? Generally, what you'll learn, some of these videos range from 5 hours to a few hours. So it's a variety. It's all about logging, debugging. And as I said, it's very similar to C-Style. But more about just analyzing your up and downside and setting those targets to minimize your risk. Hopefully, you got something out of this. And thanks for watching. Have yourselves a good day. This is one of the courses, probably a critical course on the Elite as well. And we shall talk to you later. Have a good day.